The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Cowboys might sign Zeke Elliott, which seems like another sentence and an ongoing, just rambling paragraph of failure. But to me, I'll be honest, RJ, I don't think this is an awful move. I think that you're just upset with the name, not the player, not the position, not the output. Edwin just showed me a list of the best running backs left. And he's on the top of the list.
The last word you said there is so important. I mean, look, best running backs.
Well, obviously left. That was the intent. And if I'm going to view this like, okay, the Cowboys are going to be bottom feeders as they always have been. They seek value, whether you define the value one way or another. Their value seems to be the best running back out there for the lowest price. And I don't think it matters who the name is. I think that judging by the way they've, you know, who's the best left? Okay, who can I get the best deal with? Oh, I happen to know him? Even better.
This is all about the bare minimum, which is exactly what the Cowboys have done this entire offseason. I mean, Eric Kendricks was a buddy of Mike Zimmer's, and they had to beg him to not take the Niners deal to come back to them.
He took less money to come here.
I mean, that's true, but not. Are we certain that that's like true in a total sense? Like, we don't know the tax situation. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So this is a franchise that has a high reputation of nepotism, right? Like, Jason Garrett is kind of case in point that you could argue, certainly. Zeke Elliott now, like, the Cowboys fall in love with dudes and they will give them extraordinary chances. Zeke is not an explosive player. I mean, a touch for him is a touch against the idea of explosive efforts on offense. That it's a touch in the, it's a literal inefficient touch.
Well, and I don't think they brought him in to be a starter, man. He's not here to. It's Dowdle's gig to lose.
Why bring him in though to be this big distraction? What good is he like? If he's, to your point, if he's like coming in to just be this pedestrian running back, then why like the situation of it all? Why make yourself this joke?
Well, at some point, you're
going
to need to have
twice.
A backup running back. At
you
some
don't
point.
Need, like, again, at this point, it's a much more prudent effort to just take your draft pick, whoever that winds up being, wherever you spend it, and find an undrafted free agent. That is a more effective way of handling the position.
Goldfinger on the brigade bar brought up, you know, if they do draft a running back, maybe he's a June 1st cut. Tell us about the possibilities of manipulating. I mean, does it matter? I mean, does it mean that if they sign him now that he couldn't be gone? It seems like what I'm saying this isn't a dumb move. This is a standard NFL move that the Cowboys are making, but because of their history, which rightfully needs to be dissected and taken, you know, for what it's been. But this, on its face, is an NFL move that any team would have made.
Then why hasn't anybody made it?
What do you mean?
If he's a sound NFL running back, if he's a legitimate option, why has nobody been interested in him?
I mean, not everybody's chasing a running back, but he is I'm looking at scroll up, Edwin. I want to see who provided me this list. Edwin, show me the top of the bar here. This is from Spotrac. Okay. Spotrac by the numbers lists the best free agent running backs left. Zeke's on top. Second, Clyde Helaire. Boston Scott. It's a veritable who's that. I agree.
Rob,
but now's the time.
you are the animal. Like, this is free cheese in the trap. What are y'all talking about? Are y'all crazy?
The Cowboys room.
Why is nobody taking this free food that is in here? All we got to do is walk in and get it. What a great deal. This is awesome.
So if I'd announced today, and we were sitting talking about Latavius Murray, and they said, the Cowboys just went and signed Latavius Murray.
What would you say? All of them.
So
to be very clear.
It's just in general principle, don't go get a running back, draft and hope.
That is a much more effective way of going at this. Again, we're talking about non-explosive players. We're talking about players who can't legitimately help your offense. You get through training camp.
3.5 yards a carry, RJ.
Rob, that's so ineffective and inefficient. Like 3.5 is not a lot. I don't know why you are hoisting this up like it's you know.
My bar is 3 yards a carry. And I know there are probably 5 times last year where we even tried Lepke, but we needed 3 yards. That's all we needed was 3, and we didn't have that. I feel like Zeke is a guy that could do it.
Hunter Lepke last year had 6 carries for 19 yards. So not a real sample size that you can make a decision off of. I'm not defending him, to be very clear.
I know you're not.
3.2 yards per carry. But you're over here, you know, fawning over Zeke.
I'm not fawning. I understand what he is and where the Cowboys find themselves.
Rob, he had 184 carries for 642 yards last year.
Yes, but I'm not bringing him in to lead us in rushing.
His longest run was 17 yards last year. 17 yards was his longest run. This is not a good player.
No,
this is not
it
a
is not. I am not. But this is the guy you get at this time in free agency. When you
so
go,
why are
go,
you defending this?
I'm not defending.
The problem
it's not
is,
a terrible
is waiting
move.
Till this point.
It is just a standard NFL move. But anything that they do right now, Cowboy fan is so bristled, like, here we go again. But the fact of the matter is, going and picking up a bargain basement used running back that is no longer explosive, every guy on this list is going to be on an NFL team, paying for about the same amount of money. The Cowboys just got ahead and got a guy that they happen to know. Now, we could argue about whether him or Matt Breida might have been a better choice. I'm with you. But they went and got a back that was NFL serviceable, that at the very least, if they can't draft this guy on a bad football team with limited use, got 3.5 yards a carry, and it might be atrocious in some books.
The use was limited for a reason.
That team was terrible. So we can apply
games. 8 games in which he averaged below 3 yards a carry.
Yes.
8 of 17. That is insane. The only thing that is keeping his average somewhat mildly, not completely, totally horrible, is in a game against the Giants where that they lost, he had 9 carries for 46 yards. So his 5.11 yards per carry from that game is inflating everything. But, I mean, this is not an effective player. So the issue is we have defined objectively that this is not a functional player. This is not a player
he's
that can
a functional
help your...
player, and he can't.
No, he's
help.
Not. Not in the realm that we're talking about. Not relative to the goals that we have. Okay, so he doesn't fit that mold. So why? And on top of that, he brings a natural show because he's Zeke, and it's the Cowboys, and the return, and he's going to be on
Absolutely.
The books twice, and blah blah. So why are you signing up for this show in the midst of what is obviously an incredibly toxic offseason for a player who can't contribute to you in an effective and efficient way? If you are somehow not of the mindset that the Cowboys are completely botching this offseason, that they are legitimately entertaining and pursuing this, really highlights how off the rails this whole thing is.
I would have, if you had told me today they signed Cam Akers, if they'd have signed Jerick McKinnon, if they'd have signed Boston Scott, in name
yeah,
the back,
those
I'd have
players
go,
don't
you know
bring
what?
The show.
That is a functional need. I get it. And Zeke is the best on that list. And I think you'd have been fine with any back chosen if his name wasn't Zeke Elliott.
I wouldn't be
not.
Fine.
But it's,
it would be moderately acceptable because you're paying very, very little for what you're saying. That's your point. For a player who can kind of maybe hopefully potentially
could be
help
good in the locker room, will bring a work ethic that I know he brings,
but
that can
but
be successful given the right environment, and he's not going to get a lot of chances.
Immediately becomes one of the five
and
biggest faces.
He's my quarterback's best friend.
He becomes one of the 5 biggest faces on your team, and so you make this all about that now. Again, if you're somebody, I have defended the Cowboys as not being a team focused on their brand or money or whatever for a very, very, very long time. This runs completely counter to that. This really screams that all they care about is entertainment. Tony Montana says in the Brigade Bar that that spotlight on Zeke in a reunion is going to be huge, and we're going to see just how bad he's gotten. And again, it's going to they're setting themselves, they're putting the dunce hat on. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, they're the team that's going to Dick's restaurant and is like, I can't believe they're being so rude to us. You know what I mean? Like, this is the stupidest thing in the world.
It is a de rigueur NFL move. That's all it is. I don't think he's going to be anything more than a veteran back on an average to bad football team that gets two or three carries a game, if that.
And then why are you signing up for the circus?
And I'm getting him cheap, and it is I'm not kidding.
So then sign up for one that you need that isn't going to bring the show.
He's also my quarterback's best friend. He's a guy
who
that I've always.
Who cares about that?
That's
the quarterback that you're not willing to offer an extension to. Are you willing to give him his best friend?
Yes. I mean, I think that's a fair deal.
Why I bring this circus and this attention for what you are saying is an insignificant role.
It's another ring to a three-ring circus. Okay, bring another one. Are we going to notice? Oh, wait, Zeke's back? I hadn't even noticed.
It's just, it doesn't have to be this complicated.
But it doesn't have to be this messy. See, what I'm telling you is, it's not as bad as you perceive it.
It is, Rob. It's so stupid.
He's just a functional body. That's all it is.
No, he's not. When you bring in Zeke Elliott and it's the reunion and all this stuff, and then you let him wear number 15 and you start selling those jerseys too, because that's definitely going to happen, you know.
Think of the Salvation Army. Think of those guys.
I am happy for them.
He could be scooping it up in the bowl. And you have a problem with it. It is another ring to a three-ring circus.
We deserve so much better. We don't deserve a lot, but we deserve so much better than this.